call the meeting to order. First order of business is approval of the agenda. Mr. Lang, we have any changes this evening?
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda as circulated.
Second.
Move and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the September 24th, 2015 meeting.
Gentlemen, if you consider the minutes for approval for September 24th, it should be as amended. I found a reference at the very end of the last 8 morning and corrected it. This is a vote of reference to what time the meeting is going to be. Everything else you already have.
So, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes with a notation of Mr. Lang as amended.
Second.
Move and seconded to approve the minutes of the September 24th, 2015 meeting as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. All right, then. Our next item is old business. We have 5 items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 2026, Christian Omar Hernandez Perez and Terry L. Martin.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this particular project is in my area, being on Route 9, which is a frequent road that I travel. I've had the opportunity to revisit the location a number of times since the public hearing, with the last time being this afternoon. And having paid his repeated businesses, that's just reaffirm my concerns I have concerning the location. In terms of its appropriateness, and I have prepared a motion in response to that.
All right, sir.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 2026 for Mr. Perez and Ms. Martin for a conditional use for a home-based business for auto repair, detailing, and auto resales based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. 1, the property is currently zoned for residential use and has a home situated on it. There are no buildings on the site where automotive work can safely and adequately occur, and there are no facilities for handling automotive fluids, disposal of parts, or storage of equipment and tools. 2, that applicants have been operating an automobile business on the property for some time. The use is spread all over the site, including the side, back, and front yards and driveway. Repair work is currently performed on the home's driveway and elsewhere on the property on grass and gravel. As a result, the property and the use that is occurring on it were found to be in violation of the zoning code. 3, in addition to the repairs that occur all over the property, it is not suited for automobile sales. An automobile sales lot is not consistent with the adjacent properties in this area of Route 9. There is simply no room for multiple cars to be on display for sale safely. 4, there is not sufficient room on the property for the buildings that would be required for a use like this. The residents, the tenants' own cars, cars being worked on, customer cars, cars for sale, and safe entrance and exit to and from Route 9. 5, there is not sufficient access for customer parking, and there was testimony that most visitors or customers park their vehicles on the shoulder of Route 9. 6, there are other locations nearby or in other areas of Sussex County that have appropriate commercial zoning where the proposed use could be more appropriately located. 7, while there are other businesses nearby that perform auto repairs and some limited car sales, these businesses have buildings and equipment to perform repairs indoors. They are licensed and have been in business for many years and have facilities for handling automotive fluids and vapors and provide for the proper disposal of these fluids and car parts. 8, the record contains 38 signatures in opposition to the application, and no parties appeared in support of the application. 9, while this use may serve a need for residents of Sussex County, this is not an appropriate location for the current or proposed use. 9, for all these reasons, it is recommended that this conditional use application be denied.
That should be 10, I believe.
Number 10, I can't count. Tax season's over.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2026, Christian Omar Hernandez Perez and Terry L. Martin, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion carries 3-1 with Mr. Burton absent. Our next item is change of zone number 1783, Coffin Ventures DE LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I've got a motion here. We'll make sure I read the right one first. There's two applications. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1783 for Coffin Ventures Delaware LLC for change in zone from AR1 to MR medium density residential based upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed rezoning to medium density residential meets the proposed purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county and the proposed project is in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. Two, sewer service will be provided as part of the county operated sanitary sewer district and adequate wastewater capacity is available for the project. Three, the site will be served with central water. Four, this is basically an infill rezoning. MR zoning is consistent with the neighborhood and adjacent zoning, which includes lands that are zoned MR, GR, HR, and a non-conforming conditional use manufactured home development. Five, MR zoning is appropriate for this site and is consistent with the purposes of the MR zoning district according to the Sussex County Zoning Code. The purpose of the MR zoning is to provide for medium density residential development in areas which are generally urban in character. The surrounding development includes a manufactured home, park, single-family development, and multifamily townhouse communities. The MR zoning is consistent with this character and the purpose of the MR zoning district. Six, the proposed rezoning to the MR medium residential density will not adversely affect the neighboring property uses or roadways.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1783, Coffin Ventures DE LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2028, Coffin Ventures DE LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2028 for Coffin Ventures Delaware LLC for conditional use to allow multifamily dwellings based upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use meets the purpose of the Sussex County Zoning Code and that it promotes the orderly growth of the county because the proposed project is in a developing area according to Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. Two, the development of this site with 61 townhouse units is consistent with the densities of surrounding developments. Three, sewer service will be provided by Sussex County as part of the county-operated sanitary sewer district. Four, the residential development will be served by central water. Five, the conditional use will permit the development of the property in a way that is consistent with the mixed residential uses that exist in the area, including townhouses on the parcel adjacent to the site. Six, the location for this conditional use with townhouses is appropriate along this section of Route 54. Seven, the proposed development will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 61 townhouse units constructed on the site. B, all entrances, intersections, and interconnection roadway multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. C, the development shall be served as part of the Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and regulations. D, the conditional use shall be served by a public central water system, providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. E, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. F, as proffered by the applicant, a 5-foot pedestrian bike path properly marked will be constructed in the internal drive right-of-way which will connect to the existing sidewalk on Route 54. G, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. H, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. I, road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. J, a 20-foot wide perimeter buffer shall be provided as shown on the preliminary site plan. The buffer, which may include existing vegetation, shall be included as part of the final site plan. K, as proffered by the applicant, as many existing trees shall be retained as possible throughout the site. The undisturbed areas and trees that will not be removed shall be shown on the landscape plan that is included as part of the final site plan. L, federal and state wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas except where authorized by federal or state permits. Wetlands areas shall be clearly marked on the site with permanent markings to prevent disturbance. M, construction, site work, grading, deliveries of construction materials, landscape materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on Saturday between the hours of 9 a.m. and noon. N, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. The staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. O, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2028, Coffin Ventures DE LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2030, Dean Sherman, Sherman Heating Oil.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2030 for Dean Sherman, Sherman Heating Oil for a conditional use for propane and oil storage tanks based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons, those reasons being that one, the project is located on a commercially zoned property that is within the highway commercial area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Proposed use for propane and oil storage tanks is appropriate under this designation. Two, the project is located between US 13 and US Route 13A. This is an appropriate location for the proposed use. Three, the site has a history of commercial industrial type uses, and the proposed use is consistent with the prior use of the property. Four, the project, with the conditions and stipulations to be placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. And there are other properties with commercial uses in the area. Five, the use is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area and the county. Six, the design will meet all state and national fire regulations. Seven, there were letters of support from surrounding property owners which were submitted into the record, and there were no parties that appeared in opposition to the proposed use. This recommendation for approval is, however, subject to the following conditions and stipulations, them being A, that any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on any neighboring properties or roadways. B, the property is zoned C1 commercial. Therefore, the sign regulations applicable to the C1 zone shall apply to this use. C, the proposed use shall meet all of the local, state, and national fire regulations. D, as so stated by the applicant, only portable tanks shall be stored within the Department of Delmarva Power and Light right of way. E, all parking areas shall be clearly designated on the final site plan and on the site itself. F, the applicant shall comply with all of DLDOT requirements for roadway improvements and ingress and egress. G, final site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2030, Dean Sherman, Sherman Heating Oil, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2031, East Coast Auto Incorporated.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And unless there's some discussion, I also have a motion for this, and that motion is that I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2031 for East Coast Auto Inc. for used car sales based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, that the project with the conditions and stipulations so placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Two, the area has a history of automotive sales uses. This applicant's family used to own and operate a used car business on the adjacent property many years ago. That use continues under another ownership. Three, the use will not adversely affect area roadways, for there are other business and commercial uses in the area, which, as I just mentioned, include the car sales facility next door. This use is consistent with the nature and character of the neighborhood. And there were no parties that appeared in opposition to the application. Six, this recommendation for approval is, however, subject to these following conditions and stipulations, which are: A, the hours of operation shall be from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. B, there shall be permitted one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side. C, any security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. D, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighbors and roadways also. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. E, any repairs shall be performed indoors. No automobile parts shall be stored outside. F, no junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be stored on the site. G, no more than 12 cars shall be displayed for sale on the site at any one time. No more than 5 additional vehicles may be parked on the site in preparation for the sale slot. H, all display areas, parking, storage areas shall be clearly depicted on the final site plan. I, the site shall be subject to all of DelDOT entrance and roadway requirements. And lastly, the final site plan subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2031, East Coast Auto Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're here with us this evening, going up here Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. We assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel on my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time to schedule public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in our meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you switch it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is unduly repetitive. In these proceedings, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of biased stereotypes concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by Sussex County and its deliberations. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only have one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. We have two public hearings this evening. I would like to ask the applicant for the Truett Homestead LLC's counsel, Mr. Fuquay. Do you wish to consolidate these this evening?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, what that means is that the two public hearings we have are for conditional use and the change of zone. They're for the same applicant, the same parcel of land. So for purposes of the hearing itself is going to be consolidated. So there will be one public hearing, but there will be two separate votes. These will be voted on as separate applications because they are separate applications. But it will be consolidated into this one hearing. And the applications are change of zone number 1785 Truett Homestead LLC and conditional use number 2029 Truett Homestead LLC.
And for the record, change of zone number 1785 is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewiston, Neova 100, Sussex County, named 23.5079 acres, more or less. Property is located west of Salt Road, Road 273D, 250 feet northwest of Country Club Road. 911 address is not available. The tax map ID is District 334, Map 19, Parcel Number 3. Conditional use number 2029 is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for single family condominium units with age restrictions to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewiston, Neova 100, Sussex County, containing 23.5079 acres, more or less, at the same location. For the benefit of the record also, Commission did receive this, or we did receive this application on July 1st of 2015, and with survey site plans relating to the application. On July 2nd of 2015, William Roger Truett, one of the property owners, submitted a letter describing their intent of development of the property. On October 5th of 2015, the applicant provided this exhibit booklet with a lot of information, which contained a presentation outline, a data column, topographic worksheet plans, a boundary survey, copies of the application for the rezoning, copy of the application for the conditional use, copy of the deed to the property, a legal description, list of property owners, preliminary site plans, revised preliminary site plans based on the technical advisory committee comments, a series of maps, their response to the plus comments, plus being the preliminary land use service through the state of Delaware, an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report, references to compliance with Chapter 99-9C of the subdivision code, and responses to the technical advisory committee comments. Just advising the commission that the file includes separate copies that are still part of the booklet that reference the plus comments, Delta comments, and the technical advisory committee comments. We did receive yesterday, October 14th, a memo from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. It
references that the property is located in the Western Hills expansion area of the new sanitary sewer district. The wastewater capacity is available for the project based on EDU calculations. An EDU is actually an equivalent dwelling unit. That ordinance 38 construction will be required. That the current system connection charge rate is $5,775 per EDU. The gravity sewer is available in Shuttle Road. Conforming to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required. That sewer connection will be mandatory. That the project site has been allocated for sewer service at 4 EDUs per acre. That the project has proposed for 90 condominium ownership single-family residential units in the clubhouse and pool are within sewer planning assumptions for capacity allocated to the whole site. The development of the additional 1.6-acre area will exceed capacity allocations and shall require some sewer system upgrades at the developer's expense before additional development of the parcel is approved for sewer connection. That the proposed development will require a developer-installed collection system in accordance with county standards and procedures. That the county engineer shall approve the connection point. That a sewer concept plan shall be submitted for review and approval prior to initiating the annexation process. The concept plan is required, and that conforming to the North Coastal Area Planning Study and the approved concept plan will be required. On October 5th of 2015, Mr. Fuquay, on behalf of the applicant, did provide us a copy of an age restricted home design considerations to be incorporated in the proposed development. Gentlemen, that's all I have. No second.
All right, sir. We thank you. Keep going.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney with offices here in Georgetown and in Rehoboth, and I am representing the applicant, Truett Homestead LLC. With me, who will be speaking, are Roger Truett, who is a managing member of the applicant, and Zach Crouch of Davis Bowen and Friedel, who are the engineers and land designers. Also with me are Deborah Young, DJ Hughes, and Preston Shell, who will not be speaking but will be available to answer any questions you might have. As Mr. Lank stated, there was an exhibit book submitted, which you have a copy of. The exhibit booklet does include our response to the plus comments, an environmental and public facilities report, and a summary addressing the subdivision ordinance section 999C considerations. As you've already noted, there are two applications, one to rezone the property from AR to MR, and a second for a conditional use for 90 single-family condominium units for a development to be known as the